First-time buyers are nervous, and they don't often have that vision to be able to walk in and see and imagine what a property could look like when it's fixed up. Hello, wealthy women. Welcome back. I'm Chris McCarron, your hostess with the mostest. We are on the second of eight ways for people to get involved in real estate investing as beginners. And today's tip is called prefabbing. So you probably know rehabbing, right? You rehab a property, you like rip it apart and put it back together. When you prefab, it really just means that you are doing some really minor stuff. So you found a property that is this just happened to me the other day. I toured a property with some clients who were looking for their home. So this would be their first home. And we walked through the house and it was very 1970s-esque. You know, it had like shag carpeting on top of hardwood floors. It had that Pepto-Bismol pink walls and some like pukey green walls. It had a horrific paint job, but the bones of it were strong. And even like the kitchen, even though the cabinets were really dated looking and dark, it's so easy just to like, you take the doors off, you scrub them up, you can paint the doors, paint the walls, sand the floors, clean everything up, and then do a little bit in the yard. And really very quickly and very easily and for very little money, you have just taken that house from a place where buyers are going to walk in, stick their tongues out, and then walk back, you know, walk in, get disgusted, and walk back out again. Turn that into a place that's actually going to be in demand, that in a very short period of time, you can transform that property, you can stage it, and then you can sell it for normally a really nice profit. Because what I've been noticing in the past, oh, I don't know, 20 years, for a lot of my real estate career, first-time buyers are nervous and they don't often have that vision to be able to walk in and see and imagine what a property could look like when it's fixed up. So you don't want to buy a place that needs major structural repair. You don't want to buy things with rot or mold or any big things. You just want to buy places that are so poorly designed, not designed, but decorated, that it's just hard for a person who's never done it before to imagine what it could look like better. So easy stuff that makes just a tremendous difference. Even the staging makes a tremendous difference. So here's that scenario. You bought that, you know, the Adams family house that I had just described. And you go in there and you're like, okay, this kitchen is actually a really good design. It's got a really great layout. It's just that the cabinets are a really dark oak that isn't in style anymore, and it's kind of ugly. So you sand down those doors and you sand around, you know, the frame of the cabinet. There are different products that you can buy that actually help paint adhere to what used to be like the polyurethane or whatever was on there for a finish. You sand them down, you apply this paint, like a pre-paint, paint prep, and then you paint them a nice color. You could, you know, you would see, like, look and see what is a new great color that's in style for this year for kitchens. And like, I've seen some blue cabinets. I've seen grays. I did a beautiful kitchen in a green color. So this is some really like much more bold than what was before, what was coming before. So see what's in style for this year. Like, what's the paint of the year? Oh, what's the like favorite paint for house painting for kitchens? And you paint your cabinets that color. You probably, if you want to really be fancy, you rip out the crappy Formica countertop that's probably there, and you put in, you know, something that's nicer, neutral, maybe some quartz or something that looks brighter. Now that kitchen that used to look like a drab, nasty mess is going to be bright and sunny and happy. And kitchens and bathrooms, 100%, that's where you want to put your money. So you've done the kitchen, and what did it cost you? You know, maybe $100 for all the paint. Your time, of course. You probably had to buy a sander if this is your first thing. So you go in there, you've sanded everything, and you've painted, and that's, you know, probably for under a hundred. Let's really go out there and say $250 that it costs you to redo the cabinets. You could probably spend another $1,000 on a nice, and depending on the size of the kitchen, naturally, but you know, another $1,000 to even $1,500 on a nice countertop that looks more, that's more in style with what's happening now. It's not like crappy formica or whatever. And then you're tearing up the carpets. So you're painting all the walls a nice, nice neutral tone that's in. You're going to paint the walls a nice neutral tone. So what's in style now, like right this second, are things like beigey sort of ecru kind of colors. You go through, maybe you paint the whole house in this very, very pale, very simple, you know, kind of earthy background color that's just going to, that's not going to offend anyone, unlike the Pepto-Bismol pink. Get that all done. And then your bathroom probably needs a refresh. You know, you can do things like you can take out, people like walk-in showers, so you can rip out the tub, put in a walk-in shower. That's going to cost you some money. So maybe you put $5,000 into the bathroom, and then, you know, you've got another $500 in paint. You go outside, you do some beautiful landscaping, and then you tear up all the crappy carpets and put down some hardwood flooring. And that's, you're good. You know, you're then going to be, and at that point, your house is probably ready to stage. You can get very simple things like a simple stand for a bed stand. You're not going to move in like huge pieces of furniture. You're going to take a blow up bed. You're going to put it on a bed frame, put some beautiful bedding on top. You're going to get you're going to get a couch from Facebook Marketplace. You're going to get some flowers for the table, right? Like just simple little things, very inexpensive, lightweight things that you can put in there and stage, very simple staging. And then you're going to sell that property and make a great profit on it. Remember, just like with wholesaling and just like with doing a regular flip, you are going to have to pay tax on the difference between what you paid for the house minus what you put into it and what you sell it for. So factor that in. But prefabbing is a fun. I mean, it's fun to me. All right. Okay. So to me, it's fun because you just have that stark contrast between the crappy place that you bought and the beautiful place that you're selling and the beautiful, the nice low price that you bought it for and the nice high price that you sell it for. So give prefabbing a try. I'm just going to check my notes here and see if there's anything I forgot. So these things are like a few projects: cleaning, painting, landscaping, finding the perfect prehab, solid foundation, minimal work needed, strategic location. Absolutely. Location, location, location. And the benefits are low risk compared to other types of investing in real estate. It's minimal effort, fast turnaround. Now the goal is to present it in its best light. Don't start looking for trouble. You just want to kitchens and baths, nice neutral paint everywhere else. Sell the sizzle, and that's it. I hope you give this a try. I think if you have any interest at all in real estate investing in homes and seeing things transform, that you'll really enjoy prefabbing. And if you do, let me know how you made out, right? Let's share. That is all for today. I am excited that you are thinking about this. If you have any questions about anything, you know, just reach out. You can shoot me an email, chris@chrismccarron.com. I'm happy to help, happy to give you any advice that I can. If you want to work with somebody in your real estate investment journey who has been there and done that, you can do that too. I have a great coaching program that's a lot of fun, and often the majority of the cost of the coaching program. And often the majority of the cost of the coaching program is paid by the commission that we are making on the first purchase. So have a fantastic week. Join us next week when we talk about the third way for you to get involved in real estate investing as a beginner, which is investing in REITs. Now, I actually might pair this with another one because I'm not an SEC certified financial consultant. I'm just going to make you aware of REITs and how they work, but I'm not going to go into too much detail because that's something you talk to your financial planner about. But we can chat about it and we can talk about the pros and cons, and let's do that next week. Have a wonderful week.